Please stand as you are able for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. This past July 27th through August 15th, I accompanied a group of 6 young adults, ages 17 to 27, to Dodoma, Tanzania, East Africa. This was my 8th mission trip, my 8th return to the Dodoma region. Each journey is the same, but each journey is very, very different. The Northwest Ohio Synod Global Mission Board approached Dave Schaub of St. John's and me to lead a group of young adults to interact with and share thoughts and ideas, lifestyles and challenges of being a young adult with the young adults of the Dodoma region. Our group consisted of 2 17-year-old young ladies going into their senior year of high school, 3 young adults attending colleges ages 19 to 23, 1 young lady aged 27 who will graduate this fall from University of Southern California, and 3 adult leaders. Our group of young people were way, way out of their comfort zone in terms of environment and food and day-to-day activities. They were brave to venture into a somewhat unknown territory. Every day brought new and different challenges. Every day brought new experiences and new discoveries. This group of adventurous young adults experienced what it was like to be the minority. They experienced what it was like to be on the outside looking in. They experienced what it was like to not understand the language that was spoken around them and discover new and different ways to relate to each other. They experienced being on someone else's time schedule and what it means to be flexible. They experienced unconventional bathrooms. Sometimes they were uncomfortable, and they learned how to deal with that in a very gracious manner. They experienced being on display and being the representative of a typical young person in America. What a responsibility. Sometimes a mission trip is not about what you did, but it's about what you experienced and what you learned about yourself and what you learned about the people you were serving. Mission is about how we live in community, how we live in community with our brothers and sisters of a different race and a different culture. Mission is about learning the similarities and the differences between each other and how we deal with those differences. Mission is about loving each other and working together as one unit to the glory of God. It is about working together to install cement floors in a mission church. It's about sharing stories. Mission is about putting tin roofs on many, many churches. Mission is about having clean water that's easily accessible, and not having to walk a mile to dig for it in a riverbed. Mission is about clean water to drink. It's about the sight of a mother bathing her child in that clean water. Mission is about educating marginalized women so they can earn a living and not have to be dependent on others. It's about providing microloans to those women so they can start their own businesses. Mission is about HIV/AIDS, the education and prevention. It is about malaria, prevention, education, and saving lives, many lives of infants and children. Mission is about worshiping together to the one triune God. Mission is not about me or you, but it's about the connection we have with each other, and the common thread. And that common thread is Jesus Christ. Stephanie was one of those 17-year-olds, and she's going to share some of her experiences with you.
Hello. When Becky told me that I was going to have to speak in front of the church, I kept thinking and thinking and thinking about what I was going to say. I'd write something up and then decide it wasn't good enough. Write something else, it still wasn't good enough. And then yesterday when I came to church, I was so scared because I didn't know what I was going to say. And Pastor Jody told me, speak from the heart. That's what they want to hear. Tell them the God moments that you had. And to me, the most important is how I learned about the trip. Stacy Rowe told me about it, and she said that a person from St. John's, Dave Schaub, that put the whole entire trip together, came up to her and was like, do you know anyone from your church who would like to go to Africa? And she was like, no, I can't think of anyone. And that night, she went to bed, and she had a dream, and she didn't see my face, saw nothing. She just saw my name. And the next day, I get a call from her saying, do you want to go to Africa? And I was like, what? I didn't know what to think, but I instantly just said yes, because I knew it was something that I've always dreamt of doing. And another God moment I had is Becky brought handbells over to Mandani Church. It was the last church service that we went to. And we gave them to the kids over there. And the kids came up to us, and they were crying and bowing to us and shaking our hands. And they were just so happy just to get one small gift from us. And people from our church, I mean, I know the kids, if they get the bells, they would say thank you and be so happy that they got them. But just how much they showed that one little gift meant to them. It made me break down into tears. It meant so much to me. And another thing is I'm very allergic to citric acid, like oranges, pineapples, all that stuff. And they eat those all the time over there. And somehow there was an orange seed in one of my noodles that I ate. And I was so scared that I was going to have an allergic reaction and I would be sick. And the next morning I woke up and all I had was an itty-bitty tiny little bump on my lip. And that was just God telling me that you're doing great, just keep moving on. I'll be here for you. I'll be your backbone. Just keep going. And it kept me going. And another thing, it was really important to me, was my favorite animal is an elephant. And I figured out we were going to an Angora Gora crater, and I'm like, I'm going to see elephants for the first time up close in the wild. And we were going through the crater, and we saw tons of animals. We saw zebras, lions, we saw buffalo, we saw everything. We even saw a black rhino, which is really rare to see. And the one animal we didn't see is elephants. And I was so disappointed, and I was sick, and it was cold, so I sat back down in my seat, because you could like stand up and look out. And I sat back down, and all of a sudden, one of my friends tapped me, and she was like, there's elephants. And I stood up right away, and I was like, where? And I turned to my side, and there was a group of at least 20 elephants standing right beside our car. And I didn't have to zoom on my camera, nothing, and they were just right there, and it was awesome. And I looked at that as God rewarding me for everything that we have done, and it was just so exciting. And I just wanted to thank our congregation for giving me a chance to go on this trip and the support that I've received from each and every one of you. So thank you so much.
Today we are surrounded by these beautiful quilts,
by this wonderful amount of work that people have done. Not only the people here, but we're going to give thanksgiving for the people that will be receiving them. We're going to give thanksgiving today for those that traveled to faraway places, that they went off in mission to be the hands and feet of Jesus. They've spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout Tanzania. We give so much thanks for people that are able to go and do that kind of ministry. Because where they went, there are so many people that live just on the margins of society, who are treated as invisible or unlovely simply because of what they look like or where they live. But Jesus Just like in our gospel reading, he notices all of them and he loves them all. And he's calling us to do the same. This passage we heard from Luke today movingly tells the story where the lepers, they come to Jesus and they are desperately longing for his help. He cured them, and 9 never returned. It's the truth of humanity that so often, once we've gotten what we want, we never go back. But what if we think about gratitude as an expression of faith? Perhaps equal gratitude and faith. Maybe they could be considered the same. And so many of the healing stories in the Gospels, Jesus heals people because of their faith. The faith that compelled them to go and find Jesus, to seek his healing, believing that he had the power to make them well. Jesus tells the grateful Samaritan leper that his faith has healed him. But this time, the foreigner's faithful gratitude and praise of God, well, that's what heals him. Because in that gratitude, he recognizes and fully acknowledges who Jesus is. All 10 had been healed, but only one received Jesus' declaration of salvation. It was the man's faith in Jesus Christ, expressed in this sincere and fervent gratitude, that brought him complete healing. Jesus saw the need of these lepers, and he acted upon that need. When the leper saw healing, he didn't just celebrate his good fortune. He returned to praise God and fall on his face before Jesus. Gratitude and thankfulness may be the purest measure of our character and spiritual condition. As believers, we need to be aware that gratitude and thankfulness opens up our lives for God's will to be done in and through us for others. This world is full of blessings for which we are thankful, but it is also filled with challenges. Which are we going to focus on? There certainly is a time for lament and cries for justice. But given that we live in this culture that is just filled with all kinds of blame and accusations, almost void of thanksgiving and gratitude, maybe on this day, and remembering the 10th leper, we can send each other forth to be proclaimers of blessings and bearers of powerful words of gratitude. And in this way, we will not only receive a second blessing, but we will be a blessing for others in this world as well. And may I offer to you my own words of gratitude and thanksgiving. For I am regularly blessed knowing that you bear God's good and gracious word out into the world to all those people that are outside these walls, to God's beloved children. Thank you for your ministry. And even more, I thank God for you. Amen.